USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are some signs of hope in the nation's epicenter. The number of people being admitted to hospitals in New York has slowed, even as the number of victims has jumped by almost 800 since Tuesday. It's another record of high deaths. But Governor Andrew Cuomo says the curve has begun to flatten. COVID-19 hospitalizations have been leveling off for three straight days.
That curve is purely a function of what we do day in and day out. If we stop what we are doing, you will see that curve change.
In the longer term, the projected U.S. death toll is now 60,000, which is down from a week ago when it was 90,000. The governor says that is because of social distancing. He has also ordered flags in the state to be flown at half-mast to honor the people who died. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Senator Bernie Sanders pulled out of the Democratic presidential contest. He essentially said it was for the greater good in light of the coronavirus pandemic.
As I see the crisis gripping the nation, exacerbated by a president unwilling or unable to provide any kind of credible leadership, and the work that needs to be done to protect people in this most desperate hour, I cannot in good conscience continue to mount a campaign that cannot win.
With Sanders out of the race, that makes Joe Biden the presumptive Democratic nominee. According to sources, the two men have been working closely for weeks to try to figure out which of the Vermont senator's policies Joe Biden could work with and adopt to unite the party.
Together, standing united, we will go forward to defeat Donald Trump, the most dangerous president in modern American history.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Treasury Chief has a message for small businesses struggling through the pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the federal government will not run out of money for small business loans across the U.S. He says he's confident Congress will approve more funding on top of the original $350 billion already being distributed.
We want to assure everybody, if you don't get a loan this week, you'll get a loan next week or the following week. The money will be there.
Mnuchin was speaking there by phone on CNBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Does it seem like your computer is starting to drag a little? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some advice.
With everyone being quarantined at home, is your computer slow even though you pay for high-speed internet? If so, there could be a number of reasons. An easy way to check out how fast your internet is to go to a site that will tell you what your upload and download speeds are. Ken Colburn with Data Doctors suggests using a site called testmy.net. He tells ABC 15 News in Phoenix,
it's a much more realistic way to test your internet connection.
Colburn also says you have to run multiple tests.
Well, you need to do it at three different times a day, at least 3 days in a row. So you get at least 9 different tests, and then you average those out.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.